How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I am your host, T, from the infamous tblog.com, and now I reside here on the T Podcast to entertain all of you. Some say I have a way with words. Some call me the Tom Brady of blogging, the Conor McGregor of podcasting, the white Tupac of screenwriting, the king of the bean, aka Boston, the man who is always, always, always on his grown man shit. Thank you for tuning in. Now let me do what I do here, and that is entertain the shit out of all of you. Today is Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. Welcome to the T Podcast. Welcome to one of my other infamous T reviews a movie in 15 minutes. A lot of you are saying you like the movie reviews. A lot of you people are saying you want the classics. I will do some of that. I'll get to it soon enough. Today, you saw the title of the podcast. I am reviewing a sequel, a second chapter, something of a movie that's based on a book, that's based on a miniseries on television, which they hardly ever do anymore, especially on network television, because it is now 2019, almost 2020. That is It. It Chapter 2. Now, I didn't have the podcast when It Chapter 1 came out. Well, first, let me go way back. Never read the Stephen King book. I don't read a lot of the authors that make movies. I read their scripts. Something's been adapted. That's something I do. I read non-movie influenced books, if that makes sense. Yeah, movies that, you know, were influenced by books. But I don't read those books. I watch the movies. Trying to read the Harry Potter series, I will get to that. But as far as It, the original book, did not read that. I did see the TV series, the miniseries. Again, I'm going to do 15 minutes, but this movie is not going to take a 15-minute review, which is odd because the fucking sequel is almost 3 hours long. The miniseries, I think it went over 3-4 nights. I remember watching that in the 90s. I remember Stephen King having a lot of TV miniseries on regular television. I remember watching them in the kitchen with my mom. Sometimes I finished them in the living room. If wrestling wasn't on, my father would let us watch it in there. But I remember Pennywise. I remember Tim Curry playing him. I remember that famous being in the sewer scene when he calls Georgie over. Obviously, back then, very minimal special effects. A lot of it was makeup, editing, tricks of the camera. I remember that fucking me up. I remember the part where, again, like the movie, the first part, the adults obviously are going back and telling the story. The miniseries on TV combined it. It was different chapters together. The movie separated it. It Chapter 1 that came out 2 years ago was all about the little kids. It Chapter 2 is about the adults, and you get some flashbacks to when they were young again. And I'll get into that in a second. I remember that even on television being creepy and scaring me. I remember there being undertones of molestation with like the parents and the kids. I remember there being obviously some sort of like, I don't know, like the way there was some pedophilia, the way the clown was. I remember feeling dirty, icky, not scared. Not a lot of horror movies ever scared me, even TV shows, TV miniseries. Salem's Lot scared the fucking shit out of me, and The Exorcist. Other than that, even to this day, Hereditary, that scared me. That startled me. They don't really make movies that bother me. It Part 1, the new one, Chapter 1, that came out 2 years ago, I think they did a really good job. I think they adapted that miniseries really well, focused on the kids. I think the kids were really good. It entertained the shit out of me. I saw it in a movie theater on a Sunday morning in the movie theaters by myself. Again, I wasn't bugged out. I think my mother, the way she raised me, being tortured earlier on, she and my sister tormented me and watching those horror movies and teasing me and shit. I don't have that scare factor. I don't scare easily. I'm not afraid of anything or anyone because the way I was raised, I think that's a good thing, sometimes a bad thing. But I remember seeing that. And then later on when it came out on DVD, I bought it on, well, my mother, we got it on her on demand and she purchased it. It was the last movie, new movie of all the Sundays I would go there that I got my mother into because we watched the original. It was the last movie my mother and I watched together before she ended up passing away a few months later. And so that this thing had like a weird place in my heart. I've spoken about it before. My mother passed away last October. We're coming up in a year. One of the things that we had in my mother in the hospital towards the end was, it was October, and she wanted horror movies on. And people thought it was crazy as someone who was coming towards the end of her life, that there was always a horror movie on every time they walked into a room. But my mother wanted that on. She won't let us change the channel. My mother's genre in something that, as a screenwriter, I've never attempted to write because it has a special place in my heart for horror movies. My mother loved horror movies. That was her favorite genre more than anything. So it really touched home. I went to see It Chapter 2 with my girlfriend. But before we did that, we watched It Chapter 1. and because she never saw it, and she doesn't like clowns, and I remember how creepy that was, but it was good. I liked that movie, and it was just slightly over 2 hours. Now, let's bring up the speed of the review while you came after I just spent 5 minutes on it. I got 10 minutes to go. It Chapter 2, I heard some reviews before going in that they're calling it a horror monster piece. A masterpiece for a horror movie, and it was coming in just under 3 hours. And I'm like, what the fuck? I think mob movies, epics, period pieces, those dramas, those could be almost 3 hours. Even the comic book movies where we just had Avengers Endgame, that came in at just under 3 hours. You didn't really feel it, but I don't think comic book movies have any place being near 3 hours because little kids, families go see that too. They don't have the attention span. But a horror movie, you got a lot of balls, Warner Brothers, putting that out just under 3 hours. So I went in with expectations to see, like, you have to tell a lot of story. And when you tell a lot of story, there's two types of different horror movies. There are the horror movies of the thing you can see that's going to come kill you. The Pennywise, the clown, the Jasons, the Freddies, the Michael Myers. That's the evil you can't see that's coming for you. Then it's the evil you can't see. The something in the dark that fucks you. You had like Hereditary, we don't see the demon. Blair Witch, as much as it's a gimmick now. You don't see what's coming after you. It's a mind fuck. Those tend to hit home more. I mean, when you build on that story, when you start building something in your head. It, you would think, been the perfect storm because he works off fear. Pennywise comes back every 27 years. And after the part one, the kids are raised now. They're all, most of them except for one of them, Mike, left the town. So out of the eight of them, one stayed. The movie opens up, however, with a really odd scene. I'm surprised more people weren't talking about it, where it was a male gay couple at a fair in the town, in Derry. And they were being tormented, being tortured by a bully, a local bully in his group, which was weird because some of them young, some of them old. They beat the shit out of the gay couple, and they throw one over the bridge into the water, and Pennywise is there and grabs him. Now, it kind of made it seem like, because the kid had an inhaler, that it was the one of the kids from the first one that grew up because he had asthma too. But it turns out it wasn't. One of them ends up getting eaten and killed by Pennywise, while the other one gets, the cops come, Mike comes, and he sees stuff, he sees the balloons. So obviously Pennywise is back 27 years later. But the weird thing is that those two kids and the bullies, they were adults, except a couple of other little kids that were in there, but they're mostly adults, and none of them were from the 27 years ago. And there was a brutal attack that I don't understand what that scene has to do with the fucking movie. So I don't know why they put that in. So now I'm already off on a bad foot. Mike, it's held up in the library, reaches out to his old crew. A lot of them forgot about how they were raised, so the further away you get from Derry, the more you forget about it. Here's the weird part. It's like, they're all like, how long has it been? He's like, oh, 27 years. None of them left when they were 13 years old. They all stay there, so I don't know why they kept on saying 27 years. So there's a big disconnect there. And then Pennywise, where they focused on him in the first one, this one was more about their own personal demons, what they had to deal with. As adults, they all start the scene off at a Chinese restaurant. They're reunited. They start to remember things. One of them end up killing himself, so he didn't make it back to the reunion. So now it's at the seven of them. They got to go fucking find their little, I don't know, I was calling it like a MacGuffin, but what they had to throw into a fire, because Mike found out a way that, I guess, it, Pennywise, came from the sky. So I guess he was an alien, and these Native Americans taught him how to defeat him. So they have to basically follow this, they get this thing, this fancy trash fucking can, and they'll have to get their little things from their past to put in there. So it goes down memory lane, and they spend basically, there's an extra hour of that fucking movie that they could have taken out. They're all getting the demons, and you got Bill Hader, you got James McAvoy, you got Jessica Chastain, which are all good actors in their own right. But the movie was so convoluted with them as adults, you didn't have that fear anymore. The chubby kid grew up to be a good-looking kid. Bill Hader looked like the young kid from fucking Stranger Things. When they had to go back in the past, they had a couple scenes of what they were doing when they got into an argument in the first part, when they were kind of separated for a couple of days. And they had to CGI the kid from Stranger Things because he's like fucking 6 feet tall. So then they show them that summer when they were on their own, how they all each went up against Pennywise or their demons. And now as grown adults, they have to figure out what it is that tied them to the past. Yeah, I know. It makes no fucking sense. They all got an item. She got like the little note that the chubby kid wrote her. And they all get in, they throw into the fire, and they thought it was going to defeat Pennywise, but it didn't. Pennywise is fucking them up. He ends up killing another one of them, so now they're down to like the six. They're battling in that same area, that same rock space where they did in the first one. But again, this movie was light on Pennywise. And he's fighting them, he becomes a giant monster, and then as they're thinking about how to defeat him, they got to think, oh, we should make him little. belittle him. Instead of last time when they've shown they weren't afraid of him anymore, and this one they're not really afraid of him anymore, they're going to make him belittled. By doing that, they just call him, you're a clown. Oh, yeah, you're a simple fucking clown. And again, spoilers, they keep on telling him that he's nothing and his feelings get hurt. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that from the original, the TV show, the TV series. And he's getting smaller and smaller. He's like, no, no. And he's getting defeated by their words. Yeah, yeah, their words. And he becomes this little body with this giant clown head, and they just smush his fucking head, and they defeat Pennywise. Now, here's the kicker. The first one made a crazy fucking amount of money domestically and globally. Part two opened up number one, and I'm making crazy money, not as much as the first one. And now, the second week that just passed, it even beat out that Hustlers movie, which, again, Jennifer Lopez in a PG-13 stripper movie, she's not getting naked. I don't know how that even opened up at number two. And they're talking maybe an Oscar nomination for her. I don't get it. I'm not going to see that movie. I'll wait for Netflix. But it carried into a second week at number one. It makes me think, I don't know if Stephen King actually had a cameo in this one as somebody that owned an antique shop that ran it. Would they come back with a part three? Would they jump 27 years and make them all 67 years old because Pennywise comes back again? I doubt it. You could make them older and have their kids be the next one up, I guess. I don't know how they would approach that, but I think because it made so much money, I wouldn't be surprised if Hollywood found a way to come up with a not written by Stephen King, no source material, It Chapter 3. I sure as fuck would not go see it. If you didn't get it, I was disappointed with It Chapter 2. As much as I really enjoyed It Chapter 1, It Chapter 2 was dog shit. I thought word of mouth it would have came down a little bit. I guess there's some source audience. People saw the original miniseries. People read the book. People like Stephen King. In this day and age, there aren't any really good R-rated horror movies anymore. So it made its money. But I didn't like it. If you saw the first part, stop there. If you didn't see it, see It 1. See the original miniseries from the 90s, I believe it was. Or just don't waste your fucking time, even if it comes on Netflix or cable, because It Chapter 2 was exactly what I did. You owe me a favor. I ran through it for you. It fucking sucked. Don't waste your fucking time. And that's it. It even came under fucking 15 minutes on this one. So where to find me? As Hans Zimmer plays through, because Hans, like, I'm not fucking... Again, remember, don't forget. I tell you people, Hans Zimmer, he wrote the score to True Romance. I end this podcast every time with a movie score. That's how much I love movies. But I will tell you when a movie is fucking dog shit. And It Chapter 2 was fucking dog shit. Okay? Where to find me? On Instagram. The_T_podcast. For the podcast related stuff. T-blog. All one word. For some cool amazing pics. Find me on Twitter. T-blog. All one word again. On the Facebook. I'm on the T-blog page. And email me. If you like my reviews. You don't. What you want me to talk about. Maybe I'll watch the original miniseries. I'm sure I can find it out there. And do a review. If I got fucking 5 hours worth of time to do it. Email me. T@t-blog.com. And of course, find me on here on the T Podcast 2 times a week with B-Lo, B3, whenever the fuck he makes his return. The world's greatest co-host. I'm going to demote him to the world's semi-okay co-host. So you can find me on the T Podcast. And of course, the place that started it all, tblog.com. That's a movie review. That was It Chapter 2 in under 15 minutes. That's the show, everyone. Until next time, always take it there.